Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back Jim Rogers, financial author, commentator, hedge fund manager, co-founder of Quantum Fund, and author of several bestsellers in his Singapore office. Welcome back.
I'm delighted to be here, Chris.
Great to have you back with us. And, you know, you recently had an interesting conversation noting that the U.S. equities market might be approaching frothy levels.
Well, it is making all-time highs. Whenever any market makes all-time highs, you have to question it, or at least I have to question it. Something making new highs often keeps going. But when it's at an all-time high, you wonder, you do see some of the valuations are very high right now. What I really said, Chris, was if the next time we have a problem, and we have had problems in the American financial markets every 4 to 8 years since the beginning of the Republic, what I said was the next time we're going to have a problem is going to be the worst in our lifetime. We had a big problem in 2008 because of too much debt. And the debt is much, much higher now, Chris, everywhere in the world. I mean, it's skyrocketing everywhere in the world. And quickly point out, Janet Yellen says we're not ever going to have a financial problem again. She may be right, but we have always had them every 4 to 8 years since the beginning of the Republic. And I'm of the view that we will have them again, and the next one's going to be very bad.
Exactly. I mean, her comment there is so reminiscent of, I think it was Professor Fisher, I remember, in 1929. We've reached a permanent plateau in U.S. share prices.
Ben Bernanke also said that housing is not a problem in the United States. He said this in 2007 and 2008, that everything is under control. You know the rest of that story.
Exactly. So I guess we should be reminiscent of the Greenspan days where he did warn of the irrational exuberance. Some folks seem to think that we've seen a bottom, perhaps, forming in the precious metals. Gold has rebounded for a couple of weeks, and the XAU shares are still treading water. Any thoughts?
Well, as you and I have discussed several times, that I'm not a buyer of gold. I expect another bottom later on. I haven't bought any serious gold since 2010. I own gold, as you know. I haven't sold any gold, but I'm waiting for another opportunity to buy gold. And if it doesn't come, I own plenty of gold and silver. But I would think we'll have an opportunity yet.
On a valuation, relative valuation basis, what do you see that's more appealing?
Agriculture, probably better than gold right now. Maybe Russian government bonds in rubles may be more appealing than gold, right? You get very high yields in Russia, and everybody hates Russia. I guess agriculture, Russian government bonds would be a couple of things. I own a lot of U.S. dollars. A lot more U.S. dollars than I do gold, not because the U.S. dollar is any sound investment, but it's just that when turmoil comes, Chris, people always look for a safe haven. Now, the U.S. dollar is not a safe haven. People think it is, but it's not. We're the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. But when the turmoil comes, people will flock into the U.S. dollar. It will get overvalued. It might turn into a bubble, at which point I hope I'm smart enough to sell it. I might buy gold at that point, because gold often goes down when the dollar goes up. Who knows what I will do?
Interesting. And, you know, you say that agriculture in the U.S. is somewhat depressed right now. You see that as a buying opportunity?
Yes. Agriculture's been a disaster for 35 years. You know, Chris, and the average age of farmers in America is 58. More people in America study public relations than study agriculture. The average age of farmers in Japan is 66. The highest rate of suicide in the U.K. is in agriculture. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Agriculture has been a long, long, long disaster. And often, if you buy low, you might get an opportunity to sell high.
You've also said that Asian companies are appealing right now. Energy, ambition, really a brain trust in that area.
We already think. You've heard of Alibaba. You've heard of Tencent. Baidu, perhaps. There's gigantic companies now that have huge market share and huge market valuation. I don't know where they're getting their engineers, but a lot of engineers are being graduated in China now. Some of them, I'm sure, are hopeless engineers, but a few of them might be very, very good. Because I also want to point out that China is going to have problems. China has debt now. China did not have debt for many, many years. Nobody would lend money to Mao Zedong, but now China is building up debt. So when the next problem comes, you're going to see Chinese companies go bankrupt too.
Interesting. Let's move a bit to the east there. Talk about neighbor nation Japan. You've noted that this looks like a unique opportunity, but there are some concerns you have, in particular the central bank, the BOJ, you know, overprinting there. Any other thoughts?
Yep. Japanese shares are down 50% from their all-time high. Chinese shares are down 50% from their all-time high. In contrast, the U.S. shares are at all-time highs. So I prefer to buy those. Now, long-term, Japan has gigantic problems. Japan, as we know it, is not going to exist in 30 years. You know, they have a declining population. They have no babies. They will not let immigrants come in. And the debt is going higher and higher every day. They're making terrible, terrible mistakes. But be that as it may, at the moment, I own Japanese shares. I don't plan to own them in 20 years.
If you had to look forward and make a forecast, a projection, what do you see as appealing markets that maybe the mainline media and press are missing here?
I guess Russia, China, Japan, these are markets that are down. I own shares. I'm not necessarily buying right now, but if I saw some opportunities, I probably would. You know, the bull market in the U.S., I don't know how much longer it's got to go. What will possibly happen is it will have one last spurt, just as it did in 1999 and 2000, and then it will have the big collapse. That will lead to higher U.S. dollar, but then an eventual collapse in the U.S. dollar. I prefer these markets that are depressed. I mentioned Russia already. Other countries like Kazakhstan and Nigeria we've talked about before. I'm not buying in either of those places, but I have them on my radar screen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.